With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Several state lawmakers, where industrial hemp is currently illegal, want to get hemp into production as soon as possible for farmers. Doug Somke represents a farmers union and says farmers are really desperate to diversify their cash crops.
We really need another tool in the toolbox for farmers to use. And we're not telling you got to use it. It's just another opportunity. That's all we're looking for. We're trying to find a way, as many ways possible, actually, for farmers to be successful.
The 2018 Farm Bill legalized the cultivation of industrial hemp, a plant known to have more than 25,000 possible uses. Hemp is also a cousin of marijuana, which is where the stigma against the plant comes from. Somke looked to Montana, which had 22,000 acres of hemp in cultivation last year. Somke is in Idaho, and it's widely considered one of the most conservative states in the West. And he doesn't want farmers in Idaho to get left behind.
And that's what I fear, that we're going to be 50th again. I know there's some that are saying, well, you know, let somebody else do it and then we'll jump in later. Well, that's not how it always works, right? I mean, I think we got producers that are just as good as any other state and are just as smart.
43 states have now begun introducing hemp into their agricultural mix, with states like Minnesota even now gearing up for a significant hemp expansion in the coming year. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.